This is a story about data. Lots and lots of data. And not just any data, extremely sensitive data. Brian Smith oversees this place that he and many others at Cerner commonly refer to as the bunker. It's one of the data centers that Cerner, based north of the river, has built in the region in recent years as it's gone beyond being just a basic medical record company.
Flash your badge up there.
Once I get clearance from an armed guard, Smith leads me to an entrance that's more like a small, clear tube.
Stand in the middle without moving.
In the portal. This is that echo.
The surrounding tube spins around and opens on the other side.
It's kind of James Bond stuff.
This data center, about 5 years old now, is responsible for the health information contained in hundreds of hospital systems throughout the U.S. In other words, this could be your data. That prescription your doctor just entered into his or her computer. Smith and I are in a temperature-controlled room full of thousands of servers. The converted data in here is roughly equal to more than half a billion filing cabinets. But Cerner's not just about housing data. 45,000 doctors use the company's record systems. The company has other IT services, like sending out actual Cerner people to hospitals to run the systems. Cerner now employs about 12,000 people. Mike Nill is chief operating officer.
In fact, someone asked me last week, they said, what strategies did Cerner execute to survive the recession? You know, my answer was, you know, what recession?
In the last 2 years alone, Cerner has hired 3,000 people. Founder and CEO Neil Patterson recently highlighted the company's successes to a packed auditorium during its annual shareholders meeting. Patterson says Cerner all started out of a small, informal meeting amongst friends back in 1979. They were studying accounting outside at Luce Park.
So it's through that interaction, Luce Park's a beautiful place to have envisioned this.
Today, Cerner has a market value of over $17 billion. That's based on yesterday's stock prices. So how is it that Cerner's grown so much? Chaz Rhodes is a hospital consultant with the advisory board and says a major driver in all of this has been the federal government's infusion of cash into the healthcare industry in the last few years. It's made over $20 billion available to support health providers in digitizing their records.
It was a little bit like when the railroads were started in the late 19th and early 20th century. It's sort of public funding that has jump-started a big, big wave of investment in these IT systems among hospitals and doctors. So every hospital system that you talk to now is spending a lot of money or has just finished spending a lot of money to put in place electronic health records.
It has been a gold rush for companies like Cerner. Cerner is one of the major players, but there are many vendors to choose from. Dr. Greg Ader is Chief Information Officer at the University of Kansas Hospital. He says a big challenge is not just making sure the system works well, but making sure all the doctors, nurses, and others who use it like it.
Just imagine going out and buying a very expensive product for someone and saying, I selected this for you. What do you think?
Ader says deciding on a system is like entering into a marriage with no divorce option. It's really hard to switch systems once you've picked one. Back in 2005, KU Hospital began an extensive selection process, weighing in the feedback from all its doctors, nurses, and other health workers. It came down to two companies, Cerner and its main competitor, Epic. It's a private company based in Wisconsin. The hospital went with Epic.
Epic has been very successful in the academic world and has excelled in the what they call the whale operations, which are large academic medical centers.
Cerner's chief operating officer, Mike Nill, says he was disappointed with KU's choice.
Yeah, we do have one major competitor out there, and you don't want that competitor in your city. So by losing that opportunity, it forces us to look at why. And as we look at why, Cerner's very good at then making the adjustments, you know, to make us better and ensure that we don't lose in the future.
At the start of this radio piece, I said this was a story about data. But that data is just the beginning of a much bigger story. Digital record systems can still be a huge headache for doctors. But Cerner's CEO, Neil Patterson, and others throughout the healthcare industry say the key now is trying to figure out what to do with that data so that doctors and patients can make the best healthcare decisions possible.
That's where the cost savings are going to come from, is keep you out of the hospital, keep you out of the emergency, keep you away from the specialists, but make you healthier.
Achieving those results for patients is the challenge that Cerner and all these other companies are now racing to figure out. And it means that Cerner will certainly have plenty to do in the years ahead. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.